The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
That was shaping up to be relatively uneventful, but it's been shaken up by the surprise withdrawal of Mairead McGuinness due to health reasons. Heather Humphreys and Sean Kelly are potential replacement nominees for Fine Gael, while pharma tycoon Gareth Sheridan attempts to secure a spot on the ticket. Independent TD Catherine Connolly is the only official candidate at this stage. Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent, joins me now with an update. Fionnán, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, it did maybe threaten to be a cakewalk for Mairead McGuinness, but unfortunately she's had to opt herself out and the race opens up.
Yeah, and immediately then the spotlight falls to Fine Gael, without any explanation about why, you know, they kind of unceremoniously disposed of a number of prospective candidates previously without having a kind of a face-off at a convention. They're now turning to those people, most notably Heather Humphreys, and saying, right, will you run and will you step up? So Heather Humphreys, you know, we're kind of 95% certain that she's going to put her name forward. Sean Kelly, then the Ireland South MEP, is also considering coming back in. He nearly went up against Mairead McGuinness earlier in the summer, but then decided not to.
Now, as I recall it, though, Heather Humphreys opted out of Doyle politics because of family reasons. She wanted to spend more time with her family, be at home and all that, and be there for them. That's the story that came out. Sean Kelly, on the other hand, said, 7 years is a long time. Don't want to give up 7 years of my life to spend in the Phoenix Park. And perhaps, you know, pressure might be on if someone like that gets in to be there for 14 years, which is a hell of a long time. So are they for turning, or were they sincere in the first place?
Pat, don't look back in anger, as a pair of brothers from Mayo might say. I'm sure that was last week's answer. There'll be another one this week. So, yeah, there'll be a couple of awkward moments at the start where they have to explain how it is that the situation has changed for them. And I suppose, look, the answer there will be, well, you know, the people are looking for a leader to step forward, and they believe that it is them. So, yeah, that's the initial couple of questions they'd have to deal with.
You know, the problem is they didn't want it then. They might want it now. Why did you change your mind? If you didn't want it then, what's so pressing about wanting it now? Do you know, I'd want to know those answers.
You would, and they can either bat it off and say, look, there was an internal party issue where basically it would seem that Mairead was the clear favoured candidate, and that situation has changed. I mean, that'll be one answer they can put forward. But yeah, they're going to have to deal with that, and that's just for starters. I mean, from Heather Humphrey's perspective, she has been in cabinet for 10 years. She's been a TD in the government party for the best part of 15. So therefore, anything that happened during that period, particularly the 10 years where she sat around the cabinet table as a senior minister, it can be put to her. Where were you for the housing crisis? Where were you when your now party leader was going around randomly making scoliosis promises that he couldn't deliver upon? Where were you on health services, and, you know, where were you on justice issues?
So even though it's not about what they can do as president, because they can do precious little, the thing is track record counts. So those questions will be put to Heather Humphreys. What about Sean Kelly? What kind of questions? I mean, you know, you're in the wilderness of the European Parliament for years. You surface every so often to try and grab a few headlines and get yourself re-elected. But, I mean, what can you tout as your political triumphs from the European Parliament?
Yeah, I mean, look, he'll put forward, you know, his record as an MEP, and, you know, I'm sure he'll point to work at committee level and at legislative level there. But it is all a bit obscure, really, for the public. Ultimately, I mean, he has the advantage. He wasn't in the Dáil, and nor was he a member of the European Commission. So he was never around the decision-making table, really, so he can't get hit as much. I mean, both of them will also point to their records outside of politics or external to kind of the main political decision making on the day. Sean Kelly's passed as GAA president, who groundbreaking in terms of opening up Croke Park to foreign sports. Heather Humphreys, in terms of her time as Minister for Culture, where she was in charge of the 1916 commemorations and ensured that they were very inclusive, they were very spread right across the country. They weren't just a Dublin event, and they were very respectful to people of all traditions. So there'll be narratives from both of them in that regard that will basically say that they have got records and experience that are not just about party politics, that have gone beyond that, and that they've shown that they are people who can bring about unity on particular issues, and that's what will be needed in this election. Ultimately, a firm criticism of Mairead McGuinness would have been that, you know, she did appear to be just a very partisan Fine Gael candidate, obviously very, very pro-EU, pro-business. Even the fact that she had continued to run for positions in Ursula von der Leyen's European People's Party after her time in the European Commission, it didn't exactly say that she was looking to reach beyond the Fine Gael base and their sphere of influence to bring in other people, and the other two candidates probably can point more in that regard. Neither of them are as polished as Mairead McGuinness, no question about it.
But I mean, Mairead McGuinness, you know, she did distinguish herself in the European Parliament, and she also played quite a vocal role in the Brexit debates. I mean, she was very active, and you know, took Nigel Farage down a peg or two in a famous interaction in the European Parliament. So, you know, she would be different from, I suppose, a Sean Kelly in that regard. Her profile in the Parliament, in the EU, is much higher. But what about another European, Francis Fitzgerald, who used to be a cabinet minister, very quiet?
Yeah, has basically confirmed after Mairead McGuinness stood down that she wouldn't be seeking the nomination, that she's sticking to her previous position, that she won't be going for it. And also, when once Heather Humphrey's name started being in circulation, and also if we had Humphrey saying that she was actively considering the role, Francis Fitzgerald was one of the first to come out and back her for that. So you have seen a bit of a wave behind Heather Humphrey's. You've had Fine Gael TDs like Grace Boland, the new backbencher, like Eimear Higgins, the junior minister, coming out backing her. You've also had independent junior ministers who are not part of Fine Gael coming out supporting her: Sean Kenny, Noel Grealish, Michael Healy. Which will reiterate the point that Fine Gael will be making, that Heather Humphreys can garner support from more than just the party base itself.
And that, so why didn't they pick her? Why didn't they force her hand in the first place?
Yeah, this is the, I mean, ultimately, you would have to say Fine Gael's previous decision making on this did seem to be, you know, dictated by the opinion polling of the name of recognition around Mairead McGuinness. There was no major explanation about what was it about Mairead McGuinness and what she would bring to the role of president, and the mood of the nation in terms of what people are looking for from that role, that they're probably going to have to revisit now, and you'll see that coming to the fore more, because neither of these two candidates are going to be saying that they're slick and they're polished and they've an answer to everything. Neither of them are great debaters. They're good people. They're good people politicians. They're very good at connecting with their audiences, but they're not necessarily fantastic performances when it comes to live interview formats.
Now let's talk about the absentees, in other words, a Sinn Féin candidate, a Fianna Fáil candidate, and someone who's attempting to throw the hat in the ring, and that's Gareth Sheridan, the tech entrepreneur. So first of all, Tony Holohan has opted out, not prepared to subject his family to abuse.
Yeah, so he was floating his name. He was doing some polling on it. He obviously has the name recognition. You know, you'd argue he was the most powerful person in the country there for about 12 to 18 month period at the height of COVID-19. And he's now opted out and said it's down to family abuse. Was his name taken off in the polling? Not really, no. He was unquestionably going to garner a lot of attention around decisions that he took during COVID-19 and afterwards. And, you know, perhaps that was going to be more on the negative side than he would have liked. So he's probably made the wise move. He floated the name to see how he'd get on. Didn't exactly get a whole lot of traction and can back down gracefully.
Now, Bertie Ahern hasn't gone away, you know, and his family have certainly had to put up with the slings and arrows on his behalf. They'd be well used to it. So there'd be nothing new for them in any kind of exposition of Bertie's past and all the rest of it, revisiting the bank accounts and all the rest of it. But is Micheál Martin the big obstacle to Bertie's possible entry?
Yeah, there's a difference between a seasoned, experienced politician putting their name forward for a role like this and having previously gone through personal and political controversies. So they're prepared for issues to be thrown at them, compared to somebody who's never run for elected office and suddenly ends up in the middle of a maelstrom and is wondering how on earth did I end up in this scenario. And we've seen that play out over the course of the last 3 to 4 presidential elections, where newbies to the political spectrum have come in because they've had, you know, nice name recognition out there and are associated with nice things, and then suddenly they discover that controversies are thrown at them and they are ill prepared. In Bertie Ahern's case, yeah, he'd know what's coming at him. The crash, his personal finances, you know, we've been down that road before. There'll be nothing new put to him in that regard, but it will be a recycling of past issues. And there seems to be very much a reluctance on Micheál Martin's part to put forward anybody from kind of the crash period. So where you're seeing within Fine Gael, they're happy enough for a former senior cabinet minister like Heather Humphreys to go forward as their candidate. No issue there. Micheál doesn't really seem to want anybody who he served in cabinet with during the Celtic Tiger period and economic crash and bailout to be the party candidate, because it just will drag up all of those old memories that he wants cast to the side. So we see Bertie Ahern has left his name out there. It's still there. He hasn't ruled himself in, hasn't ruled himself out. So Micheál is going to have to make a decision. What did happen, I saw at the weekend, was that there was very much a framing of thought within Fianna Fáil around Brian McGuinness dropping out, where previously there was a view that whoever they ran would just be kind of her sweeper candidate and would be helping her getting elected because she had such a lead in the polls, that now there's a view, well, look, Fianna Fáil has to run its own candidate. The clear overwhelming favourite is gone from the race. It's a more open field now. So Micheál Martin isn't necessarily going to get away with just kind of backing an independent or saying that they'll offer tacit support to somebody else. There will be pressure now to run definitively a Fianna Fáil candidate, and so let's see how that plays out. And now that you can turn around to people and say, well, look, you're actually in with a shot here, this is not a foregone conclusion, that probably makes it easier from his perspective.
And finally, Sinn Féin, and briefly, Fionnán, what's happening there?
The Heather Humphreys' entry into the race makes it interesting, because it means that Northern Ireland and the narrative of bridge building and reconciliation with different communities in the north comes to the fore. She is a practicing Presbyterian from a border county, from a farming background. Her grandfather signed the Ulster Covenant, pledging to take up arms to keep Ulster in the UK back in 1912. So that's her background, and somebody who managed in the 1916 commemoration. So it does mean that issue of unity
reconciliation is her middle name
comes to the fore. So Sinn Féin are also saying that whoever their candidate may be will ultimately be also talking a lot about unity, And Catherine Connolly doesn't massively fall into to that space. It's not an issue that she's talked overwhelmingly about over the years. So you'd still imagine that a Sinn Féin candidate will be put forward, and this issue of our relationship, our cross-border relationship, will now be very much an issue in this presidential campaign.
Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.